It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
On the upper level of a big shopping mall in Atlanta, I watched a man sitting alone at one of the little white plastic tables in the pleasant garden-like patio. He was maybe in his mid-30s, dirty and rumpled, like he had just finished a hard day's work. What got my attention was on his table from a nearby bakery, a white coconut cake with one slice removed, which he was bent over, busily eating. The other three brightly painted green chairs around the table were empty, just the man and his coconut cake. I speculated it might be his birthday, and he was a long way from home, and people who would have baked him a cake and sang, "Happy birthday, dear Jimmy," or whatever his name was. Maybe he had invited some people to join him, and they forgot, or just didn't bother to show up. Maybe he could have invited other lonely people to have a piece of cake with him. There were several sitting by themselves in the busy mall. "Hey," he could have said, "this is my birthday. Come have a piece of cake with me." But we're all so conditioned to be suspicious of strangers that probably no one would have accepted. Not long ago, I sent a friend an email wishing her a happy birthday and asking what she was going to do to celebrate and if she were going to have a birthday cake. She was having a fine day, and if I want a birthday cake, I will buy a Pepperidge Farm coconut cake at the grocery store, she said. They're to die for. A month earlier, I had called a daughter-in-law to wish her a happy birthday. My son answered and said she wasn't home yet. She was teaching a late class. "Well, are you taking her out to dinner?" I asked. "Yes," he said. "She wants to go to Red Lobster." "And did you make her a birthday cake?" I pursued. He's an excellent cook, and I expected him to say yes. "No," he said. "She made her own cake." He explained that she really likes Boston cream pie, and when she was at the store, she noticed a mix for Boston cream pie, so she got it and made it. So I've concluded, based on these three incidents, that if you want a birthday cake that is exactly what you like, buy it or make it yourself. That strikes me as a very sensible and healthy attitude, far better than sulking and feeling sorry for yourself, especially if the alternative would be no cake at all. That was probably the case of the man sitting alone with a whole coconut cake in the mall. Birthday celebrations are important, even if you're the only one there.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.